it's one thing for the people who have consented and who have decided to take the vaccine and inject themselves with an experimental injection that is modifying their DNA. But now it's come to light that these people who have subjected themselves to become a guinea pig are now walking around and are very contagious to the other people who have not consented to this so-called vaccine. Okay? So the issue here is that this so-called vaccine that these people have injected themselves with are not vaccines. They are DNA modification operating system. You know that they are trying to change the human genome and make us into half cyborg, half human, and move the collective conscious into this transhumanism agenda. So that way, when a portion of the human collective becomes half robot, half human, then they can be easily controlled and manipulated by AI technology. The problem with this so-called vaccine is that it is very contagious. That means you cannot be around people, exchange bodily fluid with people who have already taken this vaccine. Now, a lot of these people, the problem is a lot of these people who have submitted themselves to doing PCR tests or allowed themselves to have these anal swab, those two are also forms of vaccination as well too. Now, this is the problem that we're going to be facing as a collective. Because they have allowed themselves to be injected by these nanobot technology, their blood and their bodily fluid are now tainted. Which means that if you come in contact with these people's body fluid, whether it is through breast milk, whether it is through their saliva, whether it's through their semen or through their any type of body fluid, and it comes in contact with you, you are very likely to also become infected yourself. And this so-called vaccine eventually turns the human mind and the human body to become a zombie. This is the reason why the CDC has made a website to prepare people and to already pre-programming people that there's going to be a zombie apocalypse, because they know what this vaccine is going to do to people's mind and to their physical anatomy. Now, here's the scary part. They are allowing people who have been already injected with this vaccine to now give blood transfusion, to allow to donate blood. So imagine you're a person who is fully conscious, who's fully awake, and you get into a car accident, you get into some situation, and now you need to have a blood transfusion. They are not really filtering out this blood. Imagine you're receiving blood from a person who had this vaccine, and now that blood is contaminated, and now you are having a blood transfusion, and now you have become infected with this exact same operating system that have been given to that person who donated the blood. Here's a picture of a mother who took the vaccine and she breastfed her baby. And guess what happened to the baby? The baby also now developed the same problems as a person who's been injected. Same rash problem, same type of issues that a person who has been subjecting themselves with this vaccine. So this is an innocent baby who did not consent to any of this stuff, who is just only feeding, sucking on breast milk, and now has now become infected with this DNA modifying operating system. This is what we are facing right now as a collective, that the people who have allowed themselves to be injected with this vaccine, they're walking around. They are members of your family. They're sharing the same household as you. They're sharing the same bed as you. They're sharing the same bath as you, bathroom as you. They're sharing towels. They're sharing a lot of things with you. And their blood and their body fluid is highly, highly contagious. This is a major problem right now. And that's not even the worst part. The worst part that I'm finding out is that the PCR tests that these people have been doing that they have consented to without realizing what they really are, I've already exposed that it is a form of vaccination from my previous broadcast a way long time ago, that they have nanobot technology in these con swap. But now I'm finding out that it's not only the nanobot technology that they are infecting people with Magellan disease. Magellan disease is like it's an alien disease that is a fiber-like, it's fiber-like filament. It makes people itchy. The first stages of it is that you have a lot of itchiness, and then eventually these filaments is coming out of your skin. Then you have lesions, you have pus, you have bumps, you have wounds on your skin. I mean, these are second stages. The first stage you have, it takes up to 12 months for you to have these symptoms, by the way. So if you have had a PCR test, it can take up to 12 months before you start showing these symptoms. And the symptoms are is that you have a lot of itchiness first in certain areas of your body. Then eventually it's going to progress throughout your whole entire body. It's going to become quite intense. You're going to feel like there's bugs or something crawling underneath your skin. Then you're going to be shedding small filament-like fibers on your clothes, on your sofas, all over your house. On the second stage, you're going to have lesions, bumps, pus. They are like fiberglass-like filaments. Sometimes in the first stage, they might be colored black, red, blue. This is in the first stage. The second stage, which takes about 12 months or more, then it becomes more like fiberglass-like, and it's long and silvery. It moves. It's alive. And then third stage, you have these long strands of fibers that's actually growing out of your skin. So I'm going to share you some clips right now of how that looks like. Here's the clip.
It's an emotional meeting. These people from all over the country all suffer from a baffling disease, including the youngest patient, this little three-year-old.
Everything about this is not normal. It's going to be really hard.
Mother and daughter say they are both afflicted.
I'm just scared. Very scared.
It's called Morgellons disease. The origin is unknown. What's truly bizarre, the disease produces strange fibers that emerge from the skin.
The X-Files, it's nothing short of that.
The symptoms are painful and even creepy.
Itching was so bad that it was painful.
Stinging, biting, crawling.
Using magnifying devices, they comb their bodies, examining what they say are outbreaks of the disease.
There's one.
You sit and you wonder, what on earth could cause this?
And that's the big question about Morgellons disease. You see, most doctors don't recognize it as a disease at all. They say people who claim to have it are delusional, conjuring up parasites, scratching themselves, even planting textiles like cotton on themselves to feed the delusion.
I've had 17 visits with doctors over the past 3 years. All of them, except one, have basically laughed at me.
Nicole says doctors first thought her daughter Ashley had severe diaper rash until the lesion spread to her face.
She constantly thinks that there are bugs on her. So, and that's what it feels like. It feels like things are crawling underneath your skin.
I don't think these patients are crazy.
At Oklahoma State University in Tulsa, Dr. Rhonda Casey believes Morgellons is a genuine illness and takes precautions when examining Morgellons patients.
We don't know yet whether it's contagious.
Dr. Casey says all her patients exhibit the same types of lesions and scars. She says they are definitely not self-inflicted.
They all appeared to be eruptions more than scratched areas on their skin.
Dr. Casey has taken numerous fiber samples and says they're unlike anything she's ever seen.
They are not textile. They are not any known substance.
Dr. Casey was amazed by the mysterious fiber on Brian's hand and decided to have it tested. She tugs on it, but the fiber holds firm. Finally, it comes loose.
We took the whole plug of skin with it.
Dr. Casey and her colleague, Dr. Randy Wymore, take the samples to Tulsa's crime lab.
Morgellons fibers are not any known textile, cotton or rayon or nylon, not any of those.
What's more, the fibers don't burn when exposed to high heat.
Have you ever done a fiber that didn't vaporize completely other than the Morgellons fiber?
No.
Many in the medical community are nonetheless skeptical, but people who say they have Morgellons are desperate.
Look at the evidence. That's all we ask. Look at the evidence.
Okay,
right there, ew is one of the things you're not going to want to say in front of your father-in-law. It's right up there with icky and get it away.
Fibers don't burn when it's...
So as you can see from those disturbing video clips, they are intentionally infecting people with this Margellan disease, knowing that it is very, very contagious and that it will cause, you know, debilitating symptoms and completely wreck the person's life. Some of the symptoms that people will start developing after 12 months will be some of the following. Intense irritation, skin irritation, severe itching, development of multicolored fibroglass strands in and on the skin, itchy, burning sensation of the skin that oftentimes lead to an individual developing insects crawling under skin, fatigue, you're going to feel very drained and tired, hair loss, swelling of the joints, vision change, headaches, sudden weight loss, short-term memory loss, loss of focus in things, behavioral changes, depression, anxiety, and neurological problem. Eventually, it does lead to death on the later stages. So the problem with this condition is that most people do not know how to treat it, how to cure it. And when you go to the doctors, doctors have no clue about this condition. They'll just laugh at you. They just laugh you off because they have not been taught this in their field, and this is pretty much alien. It's not organic. It's not something that is occurring from this planet. This is obviously alien technology, and they are weaponizing this technology and attacking the human population with this. The people who have done PCR tests, whether it's done through the nose or done through the anal, they have been infected with this disease. It's very contagious, which means in their body, this fiber-like filament parasite, it's a parasite by the way, is multiplying in their body. They are shedding this constantly, so their environment is full of this fiber-like glass filament that are microscopic. Their pets can become infected with this. It could be all over their bed, it could be over the sofa, in their cars, and everything. So this is a major problem because even a person who is very awake, who haven't had a PCR test, they can easily come in contact with a person who has a PCR test, don't know about it, or they could have a social gathering, go to their house, sit on the sofa, you know, shake hands with them, sit in a car, and they can be inhaling these fiber filament, and they can too become infected with this Margellan disease. Here's another situation that's very, very possible for people to become infected with this disease. Sitting on an airplane. all the people who are going on airplanes have to submit themselves to taking these PCR tests, which means they're all infected with this disease. So you're sitting on an airplane right now on a seat for 3, 4, 5 hours with people who are actually just releasing these filaments, microscopic filaments, on the chairs, and you're sitting there and you are potentially getting affected by this disease. This is very, very obviously distressing and concerning, because right now that there is, the people haven't really found a cure for it. It's very contagious and it causes a lot of anxiety, depression, one of the, you know, emotional and psychological problems. But besides that, it does cause a lot of physical problems to the human anatomy. I have dived into some of the cures, but it's not a very deep dive. I'm going to do a deep dive this week, so that way I find out the most effective way to get rid of this problem. I will share that research on the next broadcast, but I just want to bring this to people's awareness, because there are many people that have submitted themselves to these PCR tests, a lot of them. And I know within my circle, I have friends who have done the PCR test. So now it's a problem, because you don't want to really interact with these people, because they are walking around with this disease and they don't even know that they have been infected with this disease, and they're giving it to their families and to their pets and to their environment, to their colleagues, to everybody they're walking around, because it's very contagious. This is a big problem for us right now. This is why I said to you, what they have done to the human collective is just unleash a very sophisticated biological weapon that the surface population has no idea what they're being attacked by.